time for school. Rock School with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Good.
And Chad P.
Did you ever attempt to play the guitar?
Yes, I did.
Did you? How'd you do?
Horrible.
Underwritten by Home Theater, etc. Class is in.
Sunday afternoon. It says so right on the calendar. My name is Joe Burns. Sitting to my immediate right,
Chad P.
And this is Rock School on KSLU. I am a professor here in the communication department, Southeastern Louisiana University. Chad, a former student and one who, go ahead, you must learn.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
I was waiting
you
for that.
Anticipating
was the,
me.
That was the prompt. It's professional radio. Today's show's about you, by the way.
About me?
This is how pathetic radio people are.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Do you listen to these old shows, the shows we do? Do you have them in your car? Do you listen to them?
Yeah.
Okay, case in point. I've been giving it to you. I have every one of these shows on CD, and I listen to them again and again. And you know what I hear myself saying a lot?
What?
You'll say something, and I'll say, oh, that's just like The Fix. That's just like this. And you'll go, who? Or just like Mott the Hoople. And you'll go, I don't know who then. And I keep saying, I got to find a time to play those. This is the time.
Oh, boy.
Every one of these songs today, I either said on the air or sometime off the air that this band did something, and you've gone, well, I don't know what that is. Oh, I got to play that. I got to find a way to play that. So for no other reason, that's the reason these songs are going to be played.
A whole show dedicated to the people I don't know.
That's right. So when it's all over,
so special.
You'll know about 12 or 14 new people. About 2 weeks ago, I said Mott the Hoople.
I remember that.
And you picked up the piece of paper and you went, what? What is Mott? Like apple juice? Yeah. Okay. Mott the Hoople. We begin with Mott the Hoople. All the Young Dudes is the name of the song we're going to play.
Okay.
Now, here's Mott the Hoople. They are British. In fact, a lot of these groups that we're going to play today are British.
Across the pond.
Mott the Hoople was a glam rock band that took its name from a Willard Manis novel. He's an American novelist. Norman Mott was the name of the lead character. That's where the Mott comes from.
Okay.
Hoople in the 50s was a nickname for hobo. So by saying Mott the Hoople, you're basically saying Mott the Hobo.
Norman Mott the Hobo.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, the song we're going to play is called All the Young Dudes. Not a very, very big hit in the United States, but it is impossible to underestimate its presence in the UK and how much impact it had on the young people of the day. They call it a glam rock anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, glam rock, of course, the guys that dress up like women, tease
glam
their
band,
hair out.
Yeah,
glam band, that kind of thing. It's on Rolling Stones and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Here's the thing that makes it so, I guess, important. It talks about the same thing grunge did. Lost youth. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. This one goes a little farther. It discusses teenage suicide, the disaffectedness of society, and I'm really building it up. The thing about it is, you almost have to be English to get it, to understand it, because he discusses a lot of references that are English alone. And you expect an anthem to be large and big and huge. It's kind of calm and sweet and nice. So when it's over, I'll get your opinion of it. Because this, as far as I know, this is going to be the first time you've ever heard this, yes?
Yeah.
All right,
hit
the button. Let's see what you think.
Here we go.
In the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots.
There's Ian Hunter out front of Mott the Hoople on Rock School and All the Young Dudes. What do you think? Scale of 1 to 100? Got a good beat? You can dance to it? Do you like it? No, seriously, tell me.
It's all right.
It's well,
I'm kind of depressed.
Again, it's an anthem. Did you hear them talking about all the kids at the beginning that were committing suicide or at least attempting to with drugs? And then he said, and those people on TV, they call us JDs or juvenile delinquents. That was what they were called before, punks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically the concept was all the young dudes carry the news. Let us get together. Let us be, you know, that didn't work on you, huh?
Great, great high point to start off on.
In the middle of that song, he says something to the effect of, why do I need this when I got T-Rex? If you listen to a few Who songs as well, they say, I drunk myself blind to the sound of old T-Rex.
Oh, you said T-Rex?
As in Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, I thought he said, like, Tourette's.
No. although.
I thought it fit in the context of the song. He's got Tourette's, too.
Although the lead singer, Mark Bolan, if you've ever heard him interviewed, it sounds like he has Tourette's syndrome. He's got that Gordon Ramsay F word every third. Mark Bolan is the founder, lead singer, lead songwriter of this group called T-Rex that gets mentioned. They talk about T-Rex and Def Leppard songs. Again, huge over in Europe, not much here in the United States, but I'm going to play one for you, and I specifically grabbed one of their hard rockers so I wouldn't put the world to sleep after all the young dudes from Mott the Hoople. T-Rex, Mark Bolan is his the lead guy, and he basically started, if you could pick one band, one man that started the glam movement, it is Mark Bolan. He's called glam because, without saying, okay, I'm going to start glam, he came out with glitter all over his face. And a guy named Gary Glitter then followed after and all of that. You know Gary Glitter?
Heard of him.
You've probably heard his song at all kinds of sporting events. Da-da-da. Hey!
Oh, yeah.
That's called Rock and Roll Part 2. It's by Gary Glitter, who was also part of the glitter or the glam rock movement. Mark Bolan, lots of hits. This is the only one that really had a foothold here in the United States. Mark Bolan died just before he became 30 years old. He was so well known in the town that he died. He was driving home. He was driving one of those little minis.
Yeah.
Drove it, drunk from a bar. Drove it into a tree and died. He was so close to his house that all the JDs, the juvenile delinquents that saw the crash, looted his home.
Oh.
Honest to goodness, looted his home. Here it is. This is T-Rex. The Ramones cite T-Rex as their biggest influence, period. Mark Bolan, this is 20th Century Boy on Rock School. Screaming saxophone on Rock School, and the women singing.
Like
yeah, women singing that nice seventh of the chord, way up top there. Mark
Bolan. I dig that.
And T-Rex, as we move along with songs that sometime during this show, I looked at Chad and went, I got to play that for you.
Well, I'm glad you did that one.
Def Leppard put out an album of nothing but the songs that they enjoy, that sort of had an influence on them.
Good.
It's their latest studio album.
Good for them.
And 20th Century Boy is on there.
All right.
I mean, you can't get past how big these are. Mott the Hoople's lead singer, I mentioned it earlier, was
Ian Hunter.
That's right, Ian Hunter. Ian Hunter, you know a few of his songs, but you probably have never heard Ian Hunter's version of them. You know Great White's Once Bitten, Twice Shy?
No.
It's Ian Hunter. That's the group that was playing up in, I think, Rhode Island, and the bar caught
on fire.
Oh, the bar
caught on fire. Yeah. Okay.
They had a big hit with Once Bitten, Twice Shy. That's an Ian Hunter tune. He's written a lot of other stuff, but the one you probably know is from the Drew Carey show called Cleveland Rocks.
Oh, yeah. That's the President of the United States of America.
That's right. They're singing the version that Drew Carey is sort of mouthing during the beginning of the show. This is the original version. This is from,
cool.
And again, my bands played this because I grew up in Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah.
Every band had to play a copy of this song. This is from the Ian Hunter album, 1979, You're Never Alone with a Schizophrenic, which I thought was a wonderful title. I still have the vinyl of it. It shows a picture of him with this giant fro. I don't know how else to put it. And he's taking off his sunglasses, and it's like the eyes have come with the sunglasses.
Excellent.
So it's nice. Now, when you listen to the beginning of this, you're going to hear it's light. It's not very loud. You're going to have to listen. There's a man that says, "Good evening, everybody. How you doing? This is your old Alan Freed, the old moon doggy." Alan Freed, nicknamed the Moondoggy, is the man generally credited with giving the name rock and roll to that form of music.
Okay.
And I have in my personal collection some of Alan Freed's 45s. Mm-hmm. I mean, I bought them from the Alan Freed estate, and mm-hmm. they weren't cheap. Guess where Alan Freed was, a disc jockey, when he was doing the Moondoggy show and when he supposedly coined the term rock and roll?
In Cleveland?
That's the reason the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is sitting in Cleveland. This is Rock School. Now listen, it's light at the beginning. Don't get too close because the guitar explodes. I mean, don't put your ear up to the radio. But listen closely. Here is Cleveland Rocks. It's Ian Hunter on Rock School.
Hello, everybody. Hi, all tonight. This is Alan Freed, the old king of the Moondoggers, and it's time again for another of your favorite rock and roll sessions as you enjoy The Moondog Show!
It's kind of like going to a concert, and the rock group sort of makes a point of filling in, you know, the town where you live.
Oh, I've heard them do it so many times.
We were coming in on I-55.
Oh, my God, he said I-55!
That goes right by my house!
Mm-hmm.
So
Lit did that one year. You remember the concert that you sent
me to
for graduation?
That's right.
They had a song called Happy in the Meantime. It goes, "We're happy in the meantime." He switched the words and said, "We're happy in New Orleans."
Well, at least it fit. At least
it
he didn't fight to
and
get
I was
all
sitting
that.
There like, oh, you know exactly what you're doing.
Sure, and the thing about it is, $100 is he didn't know really where he was, because I got to believe about 30 shows into a tour, unless the roadie writes it on a piece
of
white tape.
Puts it on the guitar.
On top of the drums, something. So, hello, where are we? Oh, New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Right, because, you know, as Van Halen said, we've seen every single city in the world, except we saw it at night.
Yep.
We were always asleep during the day.
I like Ian Hunter's version of Cleveland Rocks
better. Me too.
Than the President's.
Me too. A whole lot better. Have you heard of a group called The Faces? I brought this up when we played Rod Stewart. Have you heard of The Faces?
I must not have.
Have you heard of the Small Faces?
No.
They're the same group, the Faces and the Small Faces. They're called the Small Faces in the United States because of a mistake in printing. Believe it or not, one of the posters was supposed to say The Faces. They wanted the font smaller, so somebody wrote small.
Oh, no.
Honest to goodness.
Serious?
I'm telling you the truth. So they were known as the Small Faces. Here are three names that were in the Small Faces. I've already told you Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Ron Wood,
mm-hmm.
he left and went to the Rolling Stones,
yeah.
and Kenny Jones. He left and went to The Who
mm-hmm.
after their drummer died. So if you look at any Who album mm-hmm. after Keith Moon has passed away.
Keith Moon, that was the overweight guy.
He had to sit
on the chair with the back facing.
At the end, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was drugs and alcohol just simply got a hold of him.
Yeah.
The Faces, it's kind of weird because when you look at Rod Stewart music, a lot of music, he was doing solo stuff and The Faces at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at a Rod Stewart song, sometimes it will say Rod Stewart, sometimes it will say The Faces. And even today, nobody knows who The Faces are.
But they know who Rod Stewart is.
Right. So songs that were recorded by The Faces are oftentimes just simply labeled Rod Stewart today.
Okay.
And the band basically broke up because Rod the Bod, as he was called, he started as a soccer player. Music just simply overshadowed them.
Mm-hmm.
This is one you might know. Normally, this is still listed as The Faces, and this is a song I brought up on the air one time, and you said, "I got to hear that." Well, you're about to. This
Yay.
Is The Faces. Stay with me on Rock School. you go. That's a Faces.
He's so mean to that poor lady.
Oh, he's and the thing about it is, he does everything but say, "Couldn't you just turn into a pizza?" You know, I mean, he literally get up, get out. What does he say? Sit down, get up, get out, find your own way home, get yourself home. It's he says, "Stay with me," but then the entire song is, "Okay, the night's over. You're gonna have to go." You know, it's like at the bar at closing time. Okay, people, you don't have to go home,
but you can't stay here. Exactly.
This is Rock School. I'm Joe Burns. To my immediate right,
I'm Chad P.
And Home Theater, etc. The wonderful people at Home Theater, etc., are the sponsors of the radio program, and our good friend Chad P. will tell you all the pertinent information.
Home Theater, etc., is located at lovely downtown Hammond on the corner of. What are you laughing at?
your sort of side of the mouth.
Lovely downtown Hammond.
No, go ahead.
I just switch it up every now and
then. Sure, that's very good. Hit it.
They're on the corner of Morris and Mooney, where 190 splits directly across the street.
What? What? Directly?
You know.
What are you, Daffy Duck? And dubidubidubly. Go ahead.
They're across the street from the Florida Parishes Bank. You can give them a buzz at 985-340-7777.
I don't know. Was that a real plug, or did we goof around so much that Home Theater, et cetera, might go, "Hey, look, come on. Get the thing right." If you wish to email us, we love reading your emails. We would like to hear some more. Feel free to use as many four-letter words as possible, like the guy who did the last one.
Yeah.
Wow, sir. Did you copy and paste? Okay, go ahead.
I didn't think somebody could be that creative with their language. But it's KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. There will be a link to that email address on our upcoming website, which is going to be spun off of KSLU's website. It'll be KSLU.org/rockschool.
Yeah.
It's in the works, and there's a wonderful little stick cameo of you and me.
I saw it.
You're wearing glasses, and you got a ridiculously large nose.
And what
you're playing guitar, and I'm playing lampshades.
I don't understand that either. The guitar, he said the artist was going to turn it into something else, but hey, they want me to bring in a picture of myself, and I'm thinking very seriously of putting up a picture of Ted Nugent.
You could do that.
I think I might.
So,
when I was your age in college, when I was a senior in college, The Fix, F-I-X-X, The Fix came to my university. I was the head of the radio station at that time, and I had the, and I mean real pleasure of interviewing The Fix. I sat down with Adam Woods and I sat down with Cy Kernan, the lead singer and the drummer, and they literally could not have been nicer when they didn't have to be, because I was just some, you know, 21-year-old flunky with a microphone at a 100-watt radio station. They could have told me to go pound sand, but they were about the nicest guys in the room. Put on a great show, too. You have a stump about them.
Yes, I was looking through the playlist today and The Fix kind of caught my eye, so did a little bit of research on them. And the track we're going to play, One Thing Leads to Another, that is going to be The Stump.
Okay.
That track is actually featured on a 2002 video game. I'll give you a hint. It has nothing to do with playing a toy guitar.
Yeah, so it's not, what is it, Rock Star?
It's not Guitar Hero. No,
okay.
No.
One Thing Leads to Another. It's kind of hard, so I'm going to say it's this is the only one I even know, Grand Theft Auto.
Now, there's different versions of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, okay. Why, it's Grand Theft Auto 2.
There's Grand Theft Auto Part 3, which is on the PlayStation.
Can't you
there's
just
Vice
give it
City,
to me?
And there's San Andreas.
I've never held a controller in my hand. Can't you just give it to me?
It's Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Oh, that's the one I was going to say.
Was it?
It really wasn't. No, One Thing Leads to Another here on Rock School. I got it right. Is that really right?
Yeah, it's Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
I knew that all along.
No, you
not
did
not. Not a question.
Not
even a question.
Is like a bone in the throat.
Hey,
you
hey.
Run for cover from the heat.
One thing leads to another.
That's The Fix on Rock School as we go through an hour of songs
that sometime during the show, I looked at Chad and I said, you got to hear that. And he went, yeah, I'd like to.
Mm-hmm. That track was from Doc's favorite video game.
Absolutely
Grand
love
Theft
it. What's it called
Auto.
Again?
Grand Theft Auto.
That's really the only one. I, honest to goodness, I just don't play video games. I don't find them enjoyable and I don't understand it. And I just kind of feel like Dana Carvey's old, you know, grouchy old man. And mm-hmm. I've never played it. That's why I like it.
Back in my day.
They've never done a thing for me. In fact, I just almost 6 months ago bought my first iPod.
Really?
That's how behind the times I am.
I can tell you what, I know the Guitar Hero thing really cheesed you off.
I didn't like it one bit. Now, we talked for a while, I guess it was about our sixth or seventh show. I mentioned a brand of music that was over in Europe called skiffle. Do you remember
that? Yes.
I said that Jimmy Page started in a skiffle band.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this next band, the Hollies, also started as a skiffle band. Now, the first time Jimmy Page was on television, he played a song called Mama Don't Low No Skiffle Playing Round Here.
All right.
So what's skiffle? It was an early version of rock and roll in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
It was normally a guitar, a banjo, or a ukulele, or some grouping of the three. And then the term skiffle came from just about anything that made noise. You could bang on pots and pans. You could rub things against, you know, a rasp or something. Anything around the house, anything that would just kind of make noise, that was called a skiffle band.
Okay.
Now, this band, the Hollies, started as one of the most popular skiffle bands and then began to write nice, calm, folksy, artsy songs, and that's when the hits began to keep coming. But as with most bands, every so often they go fwing, and they just pull one out of the air. Like the Association is always known for, you know, nice, calm music, but then along comes Mary out of the clear blue sky. The Hollies, if you listen to them, it's all nice and happy until Alan Clark said, I got this guitar piece. It's in E minor. It's dirty. It's mean. It's one of those that sounds so raunchy that when you listen to it, you feel like you should have a tetanus shot. And this is the song they created from it. This is the Hollies, about a supposed meeting between the lead singer and a spy who was a long, cool woman in a black dress on Rock School. It is great. And that's the thing about it is that entire guitar piece is something that when I was in high school, it was one of those things where you weren't allowed to come to a jam where five or six guys would get together unless you knew a series of songs. Like, you had to know Stairway to Heaven. You had to know the Barney Miller theme. And that was another one. You had to be able to play Long Cool Woman. And the reason was, somebody would play the riff, and then you would just trade off. One guy would play a lead, the next guy would play a lead, the next guy would play a lead, and all we tried to do was beat each other out. It was called cutting heads.
Okay.
All we would try to do is out, you know, finger maneuver another guy, and every so often somebody would do something, and the other person would go, stop, okay, how'd you do that? And then it becomes a lesson and all that. But I remember that was one of the songs you had to know. We played Van Halen one day on this show. See, we're doing an hour of songs that had come up earlier in the show, and Chad went, oh, I'd like to hear that. Okay, that's what the whole song is. We played Van Halen earlier in the show, and I said that Eddie Van Halen decided to take up the drums, which was his original instrument. He didn't start on the guitar. He started on the drums. He heard this group, and he said, well, I want to play the drums because of the guy who the group's named after and the lead singer, Dave Clark. Are you familiar with the Dave Clark Five?
No, I've heard Dave Clark. I've heard that name thrown out before.
Okay, being a drummer, you're going to like this. Normally, when a band is named after somebody, it's the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the drummer of the Dave Clark Five. Obviously, five in the group. Eddie Van Halen said he heard the song Glad All Over and said, okay, I Gotta Be a Rock Star. So this is a song that had so much impact on at least Van Halen. Mm-hmm. These guys were seen as the leaders of the second wave of British invasion. Many bands came through late 1963, early 1964. These guys started coming in May, June, somewhere in there. They were known as the second wave of British invasion, and these were the first guys out. They were supposed to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year. See, this story wasn't supposed to get out, but it did.
Oh.
They were supposed to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year.
But
the people from Rolling Stone who are voters mm-hmm. on the panel that decide who gets to go,
yeah.
they felt that somebody who was a rap star should have gone in.
What?
Yeah, don't you remember last year Grandmaster Flash of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, he did.
The Rolling Stone people, lobbied to keep a rock act out so that a rap act could come in. Now, whether you agree or not with that, I'm willing to bet a whole lot of money when they are announced, when the new recipients for 2007 are announced to go mm-hmm. into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you're probably going to see the Dave Clark Five. This is a little 2-minute ditty. Listen to the drums. You'll enjoy it. This is called Glad All Over on Rock School. Your mind, I'm glad all over.
Yeah, there you go. A little head bopping tune.
Yeah, Dave Clark Five. You know what's funny about that is, you know, that heavy drum beat and all of that, it's hard to get across to students today that was evil.
Really?
Just as Marilyn Manson is today. Because you hear that and you go, Eddie Van Halen listened to that. Well, he wasn't, you know, Ed back then. He was some 12-year-old kid yeah. in his room.
Yeah.
And probably his mom listened to that and went, oh, Edward, shut that off.
Mm-hmm.
All the better. I got to tell you, the more it upset my dad,
the
greater it was.
The better it was.
I remember playing a few guitar pieces for my dad and him sort of shaking his head, and I just thought to myself, I know, that's it. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. I got it. I got it. Earlier on in this show, and this was way at the beginning, this was like show number 2 or number 3 for us. Well, it couldn't have been 2. That was about women.
Yeah.
So it was either 3 or 4. I mentioned a guy named Rod Argent. And you said, Sergeant? Argent? I said, no, mm-hmm. Rod Argent. He used to be with a group called the Zombies. Mm-hmm. And you went, oh, I know the Zombies. Well, let's talk about Rod Argent for a little bit. First, we're going to begin with the Zombies. Again, part of the second wave of the British invasion. They came in after the Beatles, after the Kinks, after the Who, and all of that. They're known for playing slower jazz improvisation songs, almost always in a minor key. This is another guy. You may not know the name Rod Argent, but you know a lot of songs. Vanilla Fudge did a bunch of their songs. A lot of rock groups from Europe did a lot of their songs. So although the Zombies only had 2 or 3 hits, Rod Argent has written a whole lot of music that you actually know. So let's listen to the Zombies first, and then we're going to come back and we're going to listen to Rod Argent as a solo artist. So the Zombies begin it. This is She's Not There, minor key music on Rock School.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say.
Zombies
on Rock
School.
Did somebody else do a version of that, Doc?
A lot of people did. Like I said, Humble Pie did a version. Vanilla Fudge did a version. Lots of stuff by Rod Argent, because he was also a songwriter on top of being a performer. He also put together a solo band named, of all things, Argent.
Argent.
Are you familiar with it?
No.
I bet you've heard the song. We're going to play the one big hit that that Argent had. Are you familiar with the group Kiss?
Yeah.
Kiss has covered a couple Argent songs.
Okay.
Do you remember the song, God Gave Rock and Roll to You? It's huge and pretentious and all that. That's a Rod Argent song.
Okay.
And it was redone by Kiss. This song is called Hold Your Head Up.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I left radio, and I haven't done professional radio for, a decade plus, but ever since I left it, I hear things on the radio, and I'm like, I wish I'd have thought of that. I wish I'd have done that. Yeah. I wish I was on the air, because that's funny, that kind of stuff. I heard a contest while I was making a cross-country drive, and the contest was, we'll take the first caller to tell us the first word of the song.
Really?
And I thought that was a pretty good contest, because he said, no, we're not going to take the woos, and we're not going to take the yes, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We need the first word of the lyrics. And I heard that, and he said, we're not going to tell you the song, we're not going to tell you anything. And he hit the music, and it was this song,
mm-hmm.
Hold Your Head Up. And you got about 12 seconds before he starts to sing, and I missed it. And I thought, now I wish I had done that. So there's no gift. We don't have anything to give away from you. If you really want, if you get it right, call us. We'll give you a coupon for 20 cents off a Crest or something like that. But think about it. This is Rod Argent. Hold Your Head Up. What's the first word of the lyrics? This is Argent on Rock School. There you go, the radio contest I wish I had known about. Name the first word. It was and. I could come up with that hold your head up, wow, that anthem way of singing, an anthem way of talking, but could not come up with the original run. We're doing an hour, or we're just about to finish up an hour of music and songs and people that I had mentioned earlier in a different show that Chad had said, you know, I'd like to hear who that is. During the Eric Clapton show, which was, I think, two shows ago.
2 or 3 weeks ago, yeah.
We mentioned a group called Blind Faith, and I said there was this young 19-year-old, 16-year-old kid in there named Steve Winwood, and you went, oh, yeah, I know Steve Winwood. And I said, yeah, and he played with a whole bunch of other groups, and you said, like, who? And my little tiny brain would not spit out another group, so I decided to finish up with this one. This was the group that Steve Winwood and his brother basically were recruited for. A guy named Spencer Davis created something called, of all things, the Spencer Davis Group.
How creative.
And he put together a band with 19-year-old Steve Winwood and his brother, who basically got out of the business fairly quickly.
Yeah.
The song is called Gimme Some Love, and most people know it. Steve Winwood wrote it, and thus he could, take it with him wherever he went. It was re-recorded by the group he's somewhat known for called Traffic.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, this version, I think, is 2.5 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
The version by Traffic is 9
what?
Minutes long.
Good Lord.
I know. Now, let me ask you a question. Would you rather listen to 2.5 minutes or 9 minutes?
2.5.
That's right, and that's what we're going to end on. I'm Joe Burns. What's your name?
Chad P.
All right, we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat station. This is Rock School, brought to you by Home Theater, etc. Class is dismissed.